Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
George Thomas joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. George,
Boom.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
How could you give a good review to this piece of crap that I didn't watch already?
You want to know why? Because the first one was a piece of crap, and it was better than the first one.
Whoa! That is Michael Jordan. What is your problem?
Well, Ken, I did the junket for that movie. You know what a movie junket is? I was at the News Herald at the time. They fly you to L.A. You stay in a swanky hotel for a weekend.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, wow.
And you do interviews. I did interviews with the cast. That first one I wasn't impressed with. Didn't appreciate it. Didn't like it. It didn't get the Looney Tunes right, period. And this one at least got the Looney Tunes right. It paid nice reverence to the Warner Brothers library, some calling it crass commercialism, when the Looney Tunes invented, and Merry Medley's actually the predecessor to Looney Tunes, invented pop culture references, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah, George? Where was Pepe Le Pew in this one, huh?
Wow.
Where was Pepe Le Pew?
Wow.
Welcome to the no spin zone.
Look, Pepe Le Pew is a D-list character. I don't care.
Ask him a question, Tone.
George, obviously, these movies, not exactly up my alley, but when it comes to kids, because a lot of people are ripping, you know, older people for talking about a kids movie. What was this for in terms of kids? Would kids like this?
Yes.
Of course.
They like the first one. That's why you have a bunch of adults talking about this one.
George Thomas, who does sports and reviews movies for the Akron Beacon Journal, Ohio.com, joining us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Well, that's why I won't watch Space Jam, the original one, back, because I don't want to ruin it for myself, because I was a big fan of the movie when I was a kid.
Yeah, I endured the first movie. Sorry. No, can't. The DVD, I didn't even replace it on Blu-ray. The DVD has 2 inches of dust on it from when my sons had it.
Nasty.
So no.
Such a nasty person.
All right, but let's talk about the acting. Let's talk about the acting in terms of acting, because, you know, I've seen LeBron. I love it.
What is it? Come on.
I have seen LeBron on SNL, and, you know, he read the lines. I saw him in Trainwreck, in which I thought he was really good. I thought he was awesome in Trainwreck. So how was he in this movie?
LeBron plays LeBron better than Jordan plays Jordan. That's the best way to put it. He's less wooden. That's it.
Now, let me ask you this, though. I go back to Roger Ebert on his website, rogerebert.com. He reviewed this when it came out in 1996. He said he liked the performance by Michael Jordan, says it was very hard. It says, quote, it would be difficult for an actor to work in movies that combine live action with animation because much of the time he cannot see the other characters in a scene with him. Which is very true. Lima's first response was, no, I think Owen said it. Yeah, where's Roger Ebert from?
Chicago. Where's Jordan? Where did Jordan play?
Oh,
Chicago.
Yeah? And where are you from, George? Where the hell are you from?
Cleveland.
Where have you lived? No, you don't live in Akron. You write for the Akron Beacon Journal. You covered this man when he was in middle school. Stop.
So what? I also remember when he first started talking about the movie in the locker room when he was still with the Cavs, when news broke, and I was skeptical. Look, I'm not giving this. I didn't give it a good review based on LeBron. I gave it a good review based on what they did with the material. The tone of the Looney Tunes was right, number one. Number two, there was reverence for the Warner Brothers catalog. I mean, people are talking about it being a commercial for HBO Max, and it's like, give me a break. Bugs Bunny was hanging out with Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca 70 years ago. Sorry. No. You lose.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Is this better than that?
No, I wouldn't go that far. Who framed Roger Rabbit? It's genuine art.
Do you think we are going to get more Space Jams now? Is this going to become Fast and the Furious?
I don't think so, because that box office, even though it was $32 million, isn't all that great for a summer release.
Well, yeah. Well, I want to ask you about that because there's so few movies, it seems, out right now. Obviously, we understand why movies are going direct right to people in their living rooms. You had COVID suspend everything for a long period of time. Is this the future of movies? I mean, we're only getting Fast and Furious. We're only getting Marvel Comics.
That's an interesting question. HBO Max has been ahead of the curve on one thing. Before the pandemic, they said point blank that their service was going to be a refuge for smaller films. That's why you see a Steven Soderbergh film like No Sudden Move go to HBO Max last month. Mm. I mean, great film, didn't hit theaters, boom. I guess it's going to depend on the service more than anything else because the studios are into these big, loud, tentpole films, for better or worse, with the exception of the last 3 months of the year when they're going for awards. So we shall see is the best answer I have. But it's been trending that way since forever now. So,
what did you think of Dances with Wolves?
Seriously?
Yes, I saw Dances with the Wolves over the weekend.
I saw Dances with the Wolves once. Great film. I saw it once.
It's 3 hours long. That's all you need.
Should not have beaten Goodfellas. Let's be honest.
It should. That,
there are some films that are great you only want to watch one time. Mm-hmm. Only need to watch one time. And there are some films that are mediocre and you want to watch them 50 billion times.
What's your favorite bad movie?
Oh, my God. The Hollywood Nights. Look that one up.
Hollywood Nights?
Yeah. It's from the 80s. It's about I won't call them a gang. It's a car club in the 1950s.
All right. 8mm, your thoughts?
Oh, garish. That was tough to take.
Wow, well, that was my favorite movie ever. So
Tusk, your thoughts?
Oh, I love it.
Which one?
Human Centipede.
No.
Behind the Green Door.
No comment.
Yes! Yeah,
Human Centipede 2.
No, I didn't see Human Centipede 1.
You skipped it and went to Human Centipede 3.
That one really spoke to me.
Okay, all right.
George is over it. George is like, I'm done. All right,
I'm not going to be the subject of your bit.
I haven't even seen Space Jam, so I was going to say, like, I disagree with you, George. I haven't seen the movie, so maybe I'll think he was good at acting. I'm not sure. George, thank you very much for that. Hey, real quick, before I let you go.
Yeah.
My son's 6 years old. You remember Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby?
Yes.
Is my son too young to see that movie?
I would say yes.
He saw it yesterday with me.
Every parent's got to do what every parent's got to do. So.
George, thank you, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.